So let's review. Our daf begins by discussing the concept of prioritizing brachas for different foods, which was introduced to us in the second half of our Mishnah on the previous daf. It says in the Mishnah, "Hoy lefonav minim harba." If many different foods are in front of him, Yehuda says that min shiva adif, that the food from the shivas haminim, the seventh species, takes precedence. While the chacham hold that chavav adif, that the food which one favors more comes first. Amar Ula. Ula explains that the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is only when the different foods he's about to eat have the same bracha. In that case, since only one bracha is said on both foods, the machlekes is over which one should the bracha be made. Yehuda says that the shivas haminim takes precedence, while the Chacham say the food which one favors more takes precedence. However, if the foods have different brachas, there is no argument, as they all agree that since he needs to make a bracha on each one separately, it doesn't make a difference on which one he said a bracha first. Based on a kasha from a braisa, the Gemara further clarifies Ula's explanation and says that only when both foods are being eaten for their own taste does Ula say he makes a bracha on one and then another bracha on the other. However, if one food is an ikr and the other is only a tuffle, for example, when one eats an olive along with a radish, in order to blunt the sharp taste of the radish, the bracha of hadam is made only on the ikr, the radish, and no bracha of eitz is necessary for the olive, since in this case the olive is only a tuffle. The Gemara introduces two more Amarim, Reb Ami and Reb Yitzchak, who also explain the machlekes between Reb Yehuda and the Chacham. One explains it like Ula, that the machlekes is only when the different foods have the same bracha. The other one, however, holds that the machlekes pertains even to two foods that have different brachas, and the argument is regarding which bracha should be made first. Reb Yehuda says that based on the pasuk Eretz Chita Usa'ir V'Gefen U'Te'ena V'Rimoin Eretz Zei Shem U'Vash, whatever is mentioned first in the pasuk comes first as far as the bracha is concerned, while the Chacham say the food one favors more always comes first. The Gemara introduces us to Reb Chanan, who interpreted the above pasuk in a completely different way, and said that the pasuk is coming to teach us about the laws and sizes of the many different shiurim, the measurements. He explains, the word chita teaches us that one who enters a house with tzaras will cause his clothing that he's wearing to also become tameh if he remains there kedeachilis pras, for the time it takes to eat half a loaf of wheat bread while reclining and along with a relish. The bread referred to here is specifically wheat bread, not any other kind. Next, Sa'ira teaches us that a bone the size of a barley kernel is metame b'maga and b'masa, but not b'oil. Gefen, the shear of malchus for a nazir who eats grapes or drinks wine is revius. Te'ena, if someone carries food the size of a gregris, a dried fig on Shabbos, he is chayiv. Rimon, if a balabais's kli has a hole the size of a rim in a pomegranate, it becomes tar. Eretz Zei Shemen, a land where most shiurim are kazaisim. Devash, if someone eats food on Yom Kippur the size of a kasevas hagasa, a large date, he is chayv. The Gemara goes on to explain that this explanation of the pasuk poses no difficulty according to the previously mentioned view that the pasuk taught us which food items take precedence for the bracha because the shiurim are really learned as a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai and not from the pasuk, which is only an asmachta. The Gemara then concludes this discussion by further clarifying the rule of precedence. An item, even though it is mentioned later in the pasuk, but since it is closer to the second mention of the word Eretz, takes precedence over an item mentioned early in the pasuk, but further away from the first mention of the word Eretz. The Gemara next begins a discussion about making brachas on foods that are not part of the suda of the meal. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman say that fruits eaten during the meal require their own bracha rishayna, but do not require their own bracha achreina, while Rav Shesha says that all foods that require their own bracha rishayna also require their own bracha achreina as well, except for pasa bobikistan, a baked or roasted grain that usually eaten as a snack, which would be covered by the birchas hamazon set at the end of the suda, according to Tosfos. Rav Chiya, on the other hand, says that the bracha on bread exempts all food eaten during the suda from a bracha, with the bracha on wine exempting all drinks. The discussion concludes with Rav Papa stating that foods eaten during the meal, machmas hasuda, do not require any bracha, while those eaten not machmas hasuda require their own bracha rishayna. Foods that are generally eaten after the meal, such as dessert, require their own bracha rishayna and achrayna. The Gemara concludes with Ben Zayim explaining that although the bracha on bread exempts everything eaten during the meal, wine is an exception because it is goyim bracha la'atzma. It brings about its own bracha, such as during Kiddush and during Havdalah.